Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jürgen, how do you slot tonight? Because obviously it's no less important than the weekend. It seems to have a different feel about it, and you really needed to show that resilience.
Yeah, we did. I think first half was a really good first half, with a bad ending for us, like with the penalty, but then with a good ending because Ali could save the penalty, but it still left a bit of a bad taste. Like, we were lucky first half, we were not. We played an exceptional game, we played really good football, we scored a wonderful goal. At the post, Fabianski with great saves, big blocks in decisive areas from West Ham. But we didn't play that well in the second half, so that's why the game opened up. We had still our moments, obviously, but in general, we didn't play enough to control the game. So, and if you don't control it, then West Ham is there. Then the long ball's flying in, and then there are great set pieces. And so, I thought in the end, we needed Ali, we needed Millie's big toe, we needed a couple of things, and but overall, I think it's a deserved 3 points. Very important, tough period for all teams. So you have to grind results out, and we have now 3 days' time, and the next fight is waiting already. And so that's the situation for the moment. All good.
What further step has Darwin Nunes taken tonight with his first Anfield Premier League goal?
Yeah, of course, it's important. He scored now a couple of times in the last few games, so he's obviously, he arrived to 100% now, even with numbers, so, which is fine. He felt a little bit the muscles and in half time, but it's all fine. And then I was just after 5 minutes already, I was just too concerned about long sprints for him and balls where he stretched his leg. And I thought, come on, we cannot take that risk. That's why we changed. But then we have immediately, because of West Ham is obviously a set piece team as well. So we need to make sure that we have there enough players who can withstand that, and so that's why then all the two other changes came as well. And early changes, that's fine. Then in the end, when we changed another two times, then we controlled it again. So like Millie was still flying from last Wednesday, obviously. No, what was it? Whenever we played Sunday. Yeah, so we brought it over the line. It's a Premier League game, and I can't remember an easy game in all the 7 years in a few days. And that was tonight for sure not easy, but we played well enough in moments, really good in the end, altogether well enough to deserve 3 points.
Darwin's not too much of a problem, is it? The muscle, it's not too much of a problem for Darwin.
No. I think we caught him in the right moment.
Else, no?
We don't have to.
Maybe one of the things we haven't done this season is in tight games see them out. So I guess that's quite
important. Oh, absolutely! It's just now, it didn't happen too often. It's now not that we are used to it and these kind of things. We either win really high or not. But it's a second 1-0 in a row, which is absolutely fine. It's a brilliant result. It's just then obviously until the end. I know people hate when I mention the wind. But it makes a football game really tricky. And the ball is in the air, and you could see a few moments when this long diagonal ball, where everybody expected Trent to get the ball, and then in the last second, the ball gets a little push, and it goes wide, and then there's a 1-1 situation against Benrahma, who is obviously a pretty good dribbler. So, and these situations that just can happen. So, that's why you should keep the ball on the ground and control it, and that's what we have to do. But that we have space for improvement, I think, is clear. Was always the case, and is tonight the case. But for this moment, we have 3 points more than before, and that feels massive. Thank you very much. Everybody wants to go.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.